speaking to the Lions. I think Tony Ortiz is standing by from Detroit. This is a feel-good Friday, Tony, because the Big Ten back this week, high school football back. Yeah, the Lions had that stinker of a fourth quarter, but, man, it feels good right now. It really does.
You know what? I agree with you. It's nice to have football back. And here's how I knew that this weekend was going to be a good weekend. When I stepped outside the door this morning, it was fall weather. It had that chill to the air. There was that snap. I swear I saw a couple of leaves turning on the trees near the house. And it just made me feel good because I know fall's my favorite time of the year. And it just made me feel good because I know football's on the way. We've got basketball playing. We've got hockey playing. There's baseball going on. This is the right time of the year. It almost feels normal.
Yeah, man. You know what? When I saw the leaves falling and you could have that crisp, fall feel in the air, I said, I think the Lions are ready to get destroyed on Sunday.
I know a lot of people who feel the same way. And look, it's not getting any easier. Their injury problems are starting them out. The latest one was Joe Dahl, the left guard. He's limited. He was limited in practice, probably won't play because of a groin injury. So you're talking about not having your right tackle, your starting right tackle, your starting left guard, your number one cornerback in Desmond Trufant, your number one wide receiver in Kenny Galladay, and you're heading up to Green Bay, where they scored 43 points in their opener against a pretty good Minnesota Vikings team. So, you know, the recipe is there for disaster, and I'm not exactly sure how the Lions, there's one way the Lions could pull this off, and that is to control the ball, huge, time of possession, win that battle. Aaron Rodgers is going to have his shots, there's no doubt about it, but if they can limit the number of shots Aaron Rodgers takes, they have a chance to at least stay in this game.
Staying in the game, moral victories, I don't think that's going to keep Matt Patricia around or Bob Quinn at the end of the year, but the big buzz is, okay, if they go get drilled after the fourth quarter debacle at home, and it doesn't matter with no fans, but if they go get drilled by Green Bay, and then they have Kyler Murray and Breeze, and they're 0-4 with a bye week, your Lions ownership, how do you keep Matt Patricia on your payroll?
It's a good question, but I think there's two answers to it, and one is, I don't think ownership is going to want to make that change this quickly. And I think if you do have to get rid of Matt Patricia, ultimately you have to get rid of Bob Quinn too, because while they're not exactly joined at the hip, this was his choice as head coach. The other thing too, huge, that makes this a little harder of a decision, I'm not sure at this point how you fire any coach during the season because of everything that's gone on with COVID-19 and how strange this offseason has been. I think that makes it hard to fire a coach in season. After the season, all bets are off. But during the season, I think you'll have a really hard time, and I don't think you'll see very many, if any, NFL teams firing a coach during the season.
That's a great point. Tony Ortiz from Detroit, one of our Motor City insiders, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Man, if they just if Swift just catches that ball, you take the W, everybody's ecstatic, you're going to Green Bay playing with house money. You know, that's when they've played well against the Packers over the years, including last year when they had the nice start, and then the officials wearing the foam cheese heads really tipped me off that this wasn't going to be their night on Monday Night Football. But when there's no pressure on them, they've performed very well in Green Bay over the years.
Agreed, but I think there's a little bit of pressure on them in this game, and I think the pressure comes from the way they wrapped up that game Sunday at Ford Field. And the other part of it, too, is they understand. I think the players understand what's at stake here. I think they understand if they get off to a slow start in a season like this, they know that the head coach is starting to feel it, and they know pretty much that the fans are starting to tune this out. And you're right. One good thing about it is they don't have to worry about the fans at Ford Field booing them off the field or whatever after a bad half or a bad performance, but even still, they listen to talk radio. They see what's being printed. They hear most of them, even if they don't hear it themselves, they have family members who are telling them. So they feel the pressure here at this point.
That's what I mean. Pressure on them is not, that's not a good thing. That's, and how well Rodgers played. It's like Rodgers had his, hey, way to draft Jordan Love and not give me another wide receiver moment. moments, plural, against the Vikings, who I thought had a top five defense in the league, and he just went nuts. I mean, I don't know if that was, hey, Danica, I'm glad you're gone. Hey, I'm glad you drafted Jordan Love. Hey, speaking of Love, Olivia Munn, I love you. I don't know what that performance was.
You know what? If I had to guess, and based on what I saw of the game, I think it's he's finally healthy. Yes. I think there was a part of Aaron Rodgers last year, his leg still wasn't 100% healthy. And I think this year, for the first time, he's starting to feel as good as he did back in 2018 before he got hurt. That's why I think he was able to do this. And huge, that may have been the worst performance by the Vikings defense I've seen under Mike Zimmer. They were just truly lost in game one. Do I expect them to be that bad in game two? No. But here's the question. Did the Packers put up 43 points because their offense is that good, or because the Vikings had just that bad in the day defensively? And I think it's a little bit of both. I don't think the Packers are going to put 43 up on the Lions.
I will say, without piling on the injury situation, the Lions are so depleted that Matt Patricia is driving a van with the eight guys who can play in the Green Bay. All right, get in the van, guys. We're going to stop in Chicago at the Toll Road Plaza and get some Popeyes.
It's crazy. And look, that's why I think that their best way of staying in this game is to control time of possession. Use Adrian Peterson, use DeAndre Swift, use Kerryon Johnson. Just run the ball. Keep the Packers offense off the field. Again, Aaron Rodgers is going to get his shots huge. We know that. He's going to be able to put up some points. He probably is going to put up some points. But the Lions just have to keep him off the field as much as they possibly can.
So who's out, or who's a game time decision right now going into the Lions at Green Bay on Sunday?
Joe Dahl, game time decision. Desmond Trufant, game time decision, likely out. Kenny Galladay, game time decision, but he hasn't practiced in 2 days, just like Trufant. He's likely out. Halapalati Vitai is working on the side. At this point, he's questionable for the game. He may not go. That's not 100% determined yet, but those are the four main injuries at this point for the Lions. Jeff Okuda, though, on at least a good sign, is practicing, seems to have gotten over his hamstring injury, so it looks like he'll make his NFL debut Sunday at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, we're trying to cover receivers that Rodgers is throwing to, a nice indoctrination into the NFL. Tony Ortiz, Motor City Insider, talking about the Lions and the Packers on Sunday. T.O., enjoy the weekend. It feels good. It really does. All this football and the Big Ten coming back, I love it.
I do, too. This is the best time of the year. Thank you, Huge.
All right, Tony Ortiz joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine Guest Line.